Hello, this is Press TV's World News coming to you live from Tehran. Welcome. Our top story this hour. The United Nations is warning that it will investigate reports of crimes against humanity in South Sudan. The warning comes after eyewitnesses unveiled a wave of brutal ethnic killings. UN Chief Ban Ki-moon says all those responsible for the killings will face the consequences. He's asked the Security Council to nearly double the size of the UN mission in South Sudan. Since nearly a week ago, the country has been hit by deadly fighting between government forces and rebels loyal to former Vice President Riek Machar. According to official estimates, 500 people have lost their lives in the week-long conflict. But independent sources believe the real figure is higher. Abayomi Azikiwe is an editor with the Pan-African Newswire in Detroit. He says the U.S. and the U.N. are not able to bring peace to South Sudan.
I do believe as well that the African Union has to intensify its involvement in trying to mediate these crises right now in South Sudan. And I do not believe that the U.S. or the U.N. Can bring peace to South Sudan. But I wanted to also make a comment about the role of China in Africa. China did not get involved in Africa over the last decade. They have been involved for decades, and I don't think it's fair to suggest that China has the same type of approach to these emerging African states as the United States. They don't have a history of slavery and colonialism in Africa, neither do they have the same type of economic relationships that exist between the United States and Africa, as well as some of the Western imperialist countries.